All right, you're listening to WHDC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our guest on Talk of the Town this morning is City Manager Ryan Cotton. And good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
And it's a beautiful day out there, and it's a beautiful day in the Holland. So Holland got bigger.
It did. Last night, the City Council acted on what's known as a 425 agreement, and what that is, in short, is Holland Charter Township working in concert with the Holland Board of Public Works to help locate the gas plant on the eastern edge of town, which needed to straddle both communities. I thought, well, maybe the best approach is to have the entire area become part of the City of Holland.
Mm-hmm.
So that was about a 1.5% growth last night, given the actions of the Holland Charter Township and then approved by the City of Holland. So intergovernmental cooperation is alive and well.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's good thing for the ratepayers and the power users.
That east end there has been kind of hanging out on a limb for a while, so.
Absolutely. Now all the streets will go through a process where they'll be vacated, and the whole property, one unitary size, that will then facilitate everything that's going to happen there.
Mm-hmm.
People, Juke, may see smoke rising this Saturday because our fire department is doing what's known as a live burn training.
Oh, really?
In a number of the buildings there. So if people see smoke, it's okay. It's all part of the planning and all part of the removal process to make way for the new gas plant.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, when is the first shovelful going to be turned, do you know? Approximately?
Demolition will be occurring this summer, and they're looking for a late summer, a formal groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. 395-1450 is our number here. If you have a question for the city manager, you can call us here at 395-1450. And we do have right now. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Drew, I noticed some people looking at that house on River 19th, that eyesore one.
The River 19th, yeah.
Yeah, let's hope they do something with that thing. Yeah, I got some people looking at it, so keep our fingers crossed.
Well, I saw someone looking at it this morning, and I just wonder if they're going to start building again.
I hope so. I mean, I just went by there, you know, a couple people staying outside looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to do more than just look at it to do something.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. He's speaking about a house at the corner of, I think it's 18th and River, that's been in the process of being built or rebuilt, rather.
Mm-hmm.
It has a builder's platform next to it. It's had it all winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if it's had, I think it was some kind of sheet protection, but.
Mm-hmm. Is it on the east side of River?
East side of River.
East side of River. I'll look into the status of the building permit. In other words, you're getting calls about it lingering?
Yeah, I have
lingering.
Gotten some calls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
People wonder what is happening to it, if anything.
Oh, I'll look into that. Thank you.
Okay. And I think we have another call coming in. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yeah, I forgot to ask you a question, too, for the manager. That shutdown on Lincoln and 48th, can you maybe give us better detail of when that might be open sooner? Because for my job, that's my main route or main artery, and having to go around just take more time. Not at the inconvenience, but curious about what's going on over there. Maybe you can fill us in. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
I'd be happy to. A lot of folks don't realize that there was a contractor working for the Michigan Department of Transportation upgrading a signal, and they were doing what's known as a directional bore. And for reasons that are unclear, things went awry, and the directional bore, which is all underground, struck a gas line that either they didn't know was there or the bore went off center from where it was supposed to be. So anyway, that signal upgrade project was stalled by that, and the road was closed until it's repaired. And the roadway includes some restoration work associated with milling and then new pavement. So that's what the delay is all about. And it's expected, according to Michigan Department of Transportation, that the road will be open by the end of day tomorrow.
End of day tomorrow.
Right. So
okay.
I'm certain that they are working as fast as they can, and of course they these things do happen, and we wish they didn't, and we all appreciate the patience that people have shown. We've been in touch with the industries in town, so MDOT as well, so they are aware and making changes, we hope, that are successful in the meantime so that they can continue to operate. So we look forward to that road being fully restored by end of day tomorrow.
Okay. 395-1450, our number here. We're here with the city manager. And what else you got on your agenda there this morning?
Well, since I was last here, the on-street parking overnight experiment began, and we want to make sure that people both know about it and also respond. Hopefully use it so they can evaluate whether it makes a difference to them or their neighborhoods, positive or negative. We have an individual who's been, he's on a summer work program for us, a MPA student, graduate student for Grand Valley. So he's collecting all the input. He'll be doing a formal survey. But if people have thoughts they want to share, they can email them to our office. They can come to me, r.cotton@cityofholland.com, or just call. And one way or another, we'll get all this information to him. His name is Aaron. And he will then put together a report for the council. So that report will be in early October because the program goes through September 30th. We wanted people to know that. We also want people to know there's a deadline if they want to be part of a home energy upgrade pilot project. This is a project that can assist in the funding and financing for up to $15,000 worth of work to improve furnaces, air conditioning units, windows, insulation, reduce energy costs, make the home more comfortable. So if someone owns their home in the city of Holland and they want to be part of this program, the city is and the Board of Public Works, SEMCO Energy, we're all cooperating to reduce the cost for the homeowner and have one-stop shopping so that they can get the very best efficient products possible out there into their home and hopefully reduce their consumption up to half and their bills. So that's available now through Monday. If people have interest, they need to look at our website, read up on it, or come to our office. We need a $100 check to have a place in line, and people will be then contacted by Schneider Electric, which is an energy service company that we are hired to make some of these things happen. People will need to finance their own improvements, but the cost of administration and the audit is what's being covered.
Okay. All right. And they should come to City Hall or the BPW?
City Hall is best. Yep, okay. Second floor, the city manager's office. We want to remind people that Holland and Bloom is off and running again this year. The city has won it 3 years in a row, a national competition with other communities our size. And part of it is people nominating each other for what they're doing in their yards. So on our website, there's a nomination form, and we want to recognize people who are going to extra lengths to make their home beautiful and their neighborhood improved, and that's good for all.
Okay, got another call coming in here. Good morning, you're on with the city manager. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, you're online with the manager.
Yes, thank you. Did I understand a while back that the city of Holland bought Crescent Shores Marina? And they were going to make an extension to the boardwalk park out of that?
Not exactly. Crescent Shores Marina is owned by a private developer, a partnership, and they are making improvements. The city has it designated as a brownfield, which makes it eligible for some incentives called brownfield tax increment financing and also some other possibilities to assist with the understanding of the environmental contamination. So it's owned privately. It is. They have demolished. They do plan to move forward. There's an amendment to the Brownfield Agreement going to be on the June 18th agenda, and after that, they should be off and running.
So they're still planning on building condominiums, or most likely?
Condominiums. I think there's maybe some duplexes, too, and new docks, and the city will have better access and walkways associated with the area. The boardwalk will be theirs alone, though they're building it that privately.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. If you have a question, 395-1450 is the number, and our line is open. You have something else there on your list?
Well, with the summer comes a lot more people enjoying themselves in ways that sometimes lead to litter. So we want to encourage people to become members of a new club in town. It's called the Pick It Up Club, the Putt Club. And of course, don't throw it down in the first place. So as people walk their dogs or have a stroll, bring a bag and good things will happen. We also want people to know that there's some major construction happening associated with MDOT as well on Washington Avenue Bridge, also known as the Blue Star Highway. And there's going to be detours involving Lincoln. We also need to let people know about eastbound I-96. Will be under construction for most of the summer. The lanes will go down to be shifted and down to one lane on occasion. So plan your routes accordingly. And we will eventually be doing a bike path, Lincoln, this summer. Should not affect traffic, however.
Mm-hmm. They'll just follow where the sidewalk normally would be, or?
There would be a new, it will be sidewalk, multi-use path, bikers, walkers, on the east side of Lincoln, just to the south of US 31, on the way to Industrial Avenue. It'll make that corner there on 40th. I also want people to know the farmers market is up and running again this summer, Wednesdays and Saturdays. And for people who have youth that want to be active, there's a Young Olympians event on June 7th at the Matt Urban Complex. And that people can call our rec department, 355-1130, to participate or just come enjoy watching.
All right. We're going to have the new power plant coming in soon, and that'll be a couple of years, won't it, before we're...
December 31, 2016. We have a lot of work to do to get prepared. The Board of Public Works, the city, of course, have been very active, especially their staff in purchasing equipment, lining up contractors. They did all the property acquisition. I think 58 different properties had to be purchased. And now we need to prepare under the roadways, 8th Street, 9th Street, Central, all need major transmission lines to be installed to enable the change of location to still serve the snow melt. So that will allow us to do some upgrade on the pavement as well long term. So the next couple of years it's going to be a busy place downtown as we shift it all around and make it all better.
Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Hey, you guys are talking about that power plant?
Yes.
Is building that power plant, is that going to fall in conjunction with the new regulation that Obama put out a couple weeks ago, and is it going to create more jobs for Holland, or is it going to be less jobs for the people of Holland? I'll hang up.
Thank you.
During the construction, and there will be hundreds of jobs associated with all of that. After construction, the natural gas plant operates more efficiently than the coal-burning power plant, so the jobs will be slightly less. Otherwise, everything will remain the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does this installation get us off the hook with the Sierra Club?
I'm not sure if it was this or a combination of factors. Board of Public Works, the city has wind power now as well. But yes, the Sierra Club debate has subsided and gone away. All the legal wrangling is over, and we have clear sailing. The wind is at our back.
Oh, that must make you feel good, too.
I think it does. A lot of wasted energy, bad pun, I guess, put into that, and it is nice to put all our energy into moving forward to a clean source in a way that enables us to serve our needs in the future, as well as hopefully others who, until we grow, will also be able to produce cleaner power for others and reduce emphasis of coal, which natural gas has half of the particulates and many of the other pollutants. It has even five times less. So that's a good thing for the environment, and it's a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm. I haven't received a tax bill yet. Will we be getting them this year?
Well, Juke, I'll have to figure that out and make sure we didn't miss you for some reason. Yep, you will. It will be at the end of this month. July 15th, of course, is the first day you can pay. So Not to worry.
Not to worry. Huh?
We're working on it. Most people don't get winter tax bills anymore, though. And
That's right.
We haven't had much feedback on that. It's saving $10,000 in postage and handling and paperwork. So it is a good thing for the taxpayer. We haven't had any feedback, so we'd like to know if people miss it at all. Or
they probably miss getting taxes, yes.
I guess they must.
Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yeah, I'd like to know if there anybody out filling up any of the potholes that are around yet. It gets north on Lincoln Avenue, north of 16th Street, all full of holes in the road. In fact, they got a hole right in front of the splash pad on 8th Street. And I didn't know that anybody's out filling up any of those holes. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Still out filling holes? I think they are, aren't they?
Of course, they've done other things during tulip time, et cetera.
Yeah.
But we do have a crew still that's ready, and I appreciate the caller letting us know exactly where. I didn't catch the first location. North
16th Street, or Lincoln Avenue, north of 16th Street.
Oh, north. Okay, gotcha. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yeah, good morning, Juke. I'd like to ask the city manager, he might have said it already, when they're going to start on that new power plant deal. I used to own some property up there, and I know there was some people up there that have been up there over 50 years, which I know Mr. Cotton has not been here for that long, so he probably doesn't know about that. But I think it's really disgraceful that they can go up there with the fire department and police department and play all their games up there and cut holes in people's roof. I mean, come on. I've lived in that house for over 50 years. We've been brought up there, and it's just a punch in the face that they didn't give us the money that we were supposed to get. And also, they're just destroying these houses instead of just coming in with a bulldozer. It could have been done already, and it's been 4 or 5 months now. Come on, and I hope and pray someday, Mr. Cotton, that they don't come in and give you a lowball on your property and start cutting holes in your roof and doing this kind of stuff to your property. Just pull it. They call it pulling the sheets from underneath you. I think it was very, very rude how the BPW went about this, and that's my opinion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a comment on that?
Well, thank you for your expressing your thoughts and feelings, and it sounds like you were personally involved, and so you have knowledge that I appreciate. I will say that on a policy basis, all property owners were worked with based on the appraisal and then received funds in excess of the appraisal, 25%, I believe, and also received relocation assistance. And should there be special needs, those special needs were accounted for where possible. So I don't know the specific circumstances here. As a general rule, those types of additional measures were taken.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yes. I was wondering if you could clarify, what exactly are they doing on that bridge on Blue Star? I'll hang up and he can answer the question. Thank you.
Are they reinforcing the bridge, or are they completely rebuilding it, or what?
Mm-hmm. Our notice here that I received is not clear on that point. So, Duke, I'm going to have to get back to you on that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to you, and you can let your listeners know.
I don't know either. I've gone by that, but I went under through it. But
Brian White is our city engineer, and his staff advised me it was happening, but I did not get the details to why. So we'll get back to you.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yes. Yes, tulip time is done. I'm just wondering why we put in the islands on 16th Street coming into Holland and leave them looking like crap with these weeds growing all through them. We don't take care of them. And now we just did the same thing on 40th Street with Central and Columbia and that, with those little islands and stop sign. The islands were all weeds. You couldn't even see the tulips in them. You know, why are we doing this if we're not going to be taking care of what we're building to beautify an area?
I think they were working on those the other day and planting some other plantings in there, so...
Yeah, but why did we wait until after tulip time? This should have been taken care of so that people coming into our city can see, hey, they care about their city. But it's like we come in, I mean, there's no tulips on 16th Street by the cemetery where people enter the city for and the Memorial Day parade ends. It's like junk there. It's like they didn't even care. Once they hit Fairbanks, they just nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why they don't take care of that. Every year it's the same thing for the last 10 years.
16th Street, I will address that, has been an experiment that we've decided needs to end on for tulips. The weather conditions are just too harsh, the road conditions, the salt. And so what you saw is exactly what we've seen, and they are being removed this summer, and we will not continue 16th Street for tulips. The reason some have come up in a spotty way because they were no longer replanted, and the treatments didn't work to continue to keep them from coming up near the cemetery is where we first decided to truncate. That they're now going to be physically removed, so in that way, your situation that you described will not happen again next summer. We did try to take pains to have neighbors help out on occasion, and that helped for a couple of years. You know, keep the weeds down, et cetera. But I think it's better that we go this route.
Mm-hmm.
On 40th, when that was built, irrigation was not installed for reasons that I wasn't here at the time. I'm certain there were a variety of complications, and that's why that did not happen. So the flowers have not thrived, and we are changing it so that there's some concrete that is colored, tinted,
okay,
if you will, and also some more hardy plants. So we hope to see that change by, you know, this summer, and then later on next year it'll look better.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And Holland's Hometown Forecast now brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant, Holland's breakfast tradition for over 50 years. Wooden Shoe Restaurant on U.S. 31 across from Menards. And today, sunny with a high of 70. Tonight, low 52. And tomorrow, plenty of sun with a high of 76. Right now, it is 57 degrees in the Tulip City. Good morning. You're online with our guest. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Good morning. I am looking at the Holland City TV channels. I have AT&T, and the channel TV24 has a black box that says this video signal is currently unavailable, and it has been like that for the last 3 weeks, and I am wondering when that is going to be taken care of.
I think that's on AT&T's end. I have Comcast, and I was watching Channel 24, 25, 26 last night, and I have consistently and never had that problem. Have you tried Channel 99?
That's what mine is on, Channel 99.
Okay.
It's on 99, but it's the Holland TV.
All right.
Holland City TV 24. The 26 is fine.
Okay.
The signal is okay, because I watched the council meeting last night.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, and it's just the 24. Of course, naturally, it's the one where it has the church services.
Hmm. Well, thank you for calling.
And I have been in contact with the person from City Hall once, and he said we're trying to correct it, but so far, there has been no progress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you're kind to call, and I will lend my support to your efforts.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
I don't believe I've had any problems lately with the channel. I think they're doing a fairly good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we want to encourage people to bring in DVDs, and we'll continue to play whatever we get. So I'm glad that she watches those services, and that's exactly what we hope people do. So
yeah,
we'll make sure it's working on AT&T. Thank you.
Very good. All right. It may be their connection with AT&T in that one particular channel. I don't know.
Mm.
But whatever. Okay. Ryan, it looks like we're just about out of time here today, and hope everybody has a nice day today in the city of Holland.
Well, thank you. And if folks are looking for a place for their kids to go during the summer, our free playground program starts on June 16th.
Yeah, isn't that great? All right. And I'll be back after news and weather with more Talk of the Town for you. And I won't have time to take any more calls. Sorry. And we'll have to wait till Ryan gets here next month.
Or call City Hall, 355-1310.
355-1310. Okay, you'll be hearing from people, I'm sure.